In this bulletin, Australia's internal borders could be lifted as soon as Christmas. Newly elected Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk promises to lead a state economic revival. And in motorsport, Lewis Hamilton drops a bombshell after his history-making victory. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded zero new cases of coronavirus and no deaths for a third day in a row. The figures have been confirmed by the Department of Health and Human Services, bringing Melbourne's 14-day average down to 1.9 cases. Only one mystery case has been recorded in the fortnight to October the 30th. The state's virus death toll remains at 819 and the national figure 907. The Minister for Coordination of Transport, Jacinta Allen, said all the active cases were in metropolitan Melbourne.
The metro regional split as a result. Those 49 active cases are all in metropolitan Melbourne, with no active cases in regional Victoria. And that brings the total numbers for the pandemic to 20,345 confirmed cases have been reported in Victoria, and 819 deaths have also been recorded.
Health authorities in New South Wales have confirmed one new locally acquired coronavirus infection. The case is the second child to become infected with coronavirus after attending Flip Out Preston's on Sunday, October the 25th, after an adult attended the centre with symptoms. There were a further six cases reported among returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is also urging people who attended Jasmine's Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool to come forward for testing.
We are also calling out for any staff and patrons who were at the Jasmine's Lebanese restaurant on 375 Macquarie Street, Liverpool, on Sunday the 25th of October from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. to continue to come forward for testing. There was a case who was first reported on the 28th of October that attended the restaurant whilst infectious.
And there was a return to normality at the Sydney Opera House over the weekend as audiences returned to their seats for the venue's reopening for live events. Queensland Police Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler has confirmed Sydneysiders wanting to cross the border will be able to if they spend 14 days outside of Greater Sydney. He's warned of big queues when the state border reopens to all areas of New South Wales except Greater Sydney from tomorrow at 1 a.m. And still in Queensland, the state's newly elected Labor Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is eager to prove to voters she can handle the COVID-19 economic recovery. The party is embarking on its first four-year fixed term in Parliament after holding as many as 52 seats in the 93-seat state Parliament. But Premier Palaszczuk still has some hurdles to clear before she can get started.
We'll be rolling up our sleeves, getting back to work and starting on the budget. I promise Queenslanders that we will deliver a budget before Christmas, and if that means working right up until Christmas, we will.
In other news, there are concerns Australian lobster exporters have become the latest victims of trade tensions with China, with tons of the live seafood stranded at a Chinese airport amid custom clearance issues. China accounts for 95% of Australia's $750 million lobster export market, leaving the industry centred around South Australia and Western Australia exposed to trade tensions between Canberra and Beijing. Queensland Senator Matt Canavan told Today on Nine that the lobster hold-up showed how important it was for Australian exporters to seek new markets.
It shows that we cannot tie ourselves to just one country. We can't control other nations, especially one as unpredictable and autocratic as the Chinese government. So we're just going to have to develop other relationships and diversify our economy.
In recent months, Australian beef, barley, coal and wine producers have been caught in rising tensions with China after clashes over the coronavirus, Hong Kong and foreign interference. President Donald Trump has vowed to again defy the polls as he sprinted through five swing states on Sunday in a blitz of campaigning against Democratic rival Joe Biden. There's just 2 days left before the US presidential election that has already mobilised a record 92 million early voters. The last-minute scramble came as polls showed Mr. Biden maintaining his overall lead by 10 points nationally, but with some slight tightening in key states, including Pennsylvania, where he leads by 4 points. A senior government minister in the United Kingdom says a new national lockdown in England may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks if coronavirus infection rates don't fall quickly enough. The lockdown, announced on Saturday by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, is to run from Thursday, the 5th of November, until December the 2nd, with Mr Johnson saying it's needed to stop hospitals from becoming overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients within weeks. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it was the government's hope that the lockdown would end on time, but that cannot be guaranteed.
With a virus this malignant and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time, when over the course of the last 2 weeks, its rate, its infectiousness, its malignancy have grown.
Britain has the worst virus death toll in Europe, with over 46,500 dead. In motorsport now, and Lewis Hamilton has stunned Formula One when, hours after winning the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix, he admitted that he did not know if he would still be in for the sport next season. Hamilton's victory, a record-extending 93rd of his career, clinched Mercedes' record 7th consecutive constructors' title in yesterday's race. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. A possible storm with a couple of showers in Perth is 21 degrees, 30 degrees in Adelaide where it's sunny. It's also sunny in Melbourne where it's 25 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 24, 23 degrees in the capital, mostly sunny for Canberra. In Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20 degrees for you. Sydney, much the same, 22. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Fine weather for Brisbane, 28 degrees. In Cairns, much the same, 34. And fine weather for Darwin as well, where it's 35 degrees today. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more detail on today's headlines.